101.9. My name's Daniel Wolf, and the show is now in its 14th year with a mixture of mainly jazz, but also blues, folk, some pop, even retro pop, and the occasional interview. So that's Dark Glasses, Mondays at 2 p.m. To Dark Glasses. I'm Daniel Wolf. You are listening to the show on CFRC 101.9 from Carruthers Hall on the campus of Queen's University. Now, this is the second new show for this new academic year and fall season. Last week I did our usual Labor Day special, and there wasn't a lot of jazz on that one, but today will be overwhelmingly jazz. During the summer months, and particularly during the few weeks that I took a hiatus from the show, we lost a number of well-known figures in jazz, and we'll be doing little tributes to several of them over the course of today's show. And we'll begin, however, with somebody who's been gone for a little bit longer, and that is the great Manhattan-based vocalist Blossom Deary, who lived from 1924 to 2009, and had a very distinctive voice. And I was looking for something else to put on the show besides recent obituaries today, and we happened to hear one of her great performances, which is the song Manhattan, which she did in the late 1940s, early 1950s, and it happened to be part of the soundtrack of a movie we saw recently called The Friend. And it's based on a novel which I had actually read last spring. So we watched the movie, and it's about a middle-aged writer slash writing teacher played by Naomi Watts, who is obliged to adopt a Great Dane when her former lover slash mentor dies suddenly without making plans. It's quite a cute little movie, very lovely. But we were quite struck by the soundtrack, and particularly when my wife and I watched it, and particularly Blossom Deary's performance of Manhattan. So let's give that a listen to kick things off today.
Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through. It's very fancy on old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms us so. When balmy breezes blow with Mott Street in July, sweet bush. flashcards gently. Big city's a wondrous toy. Made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an pushcarts gently.
Blossom Dearie and Manhattan. Well, we'll commence now with the somewhat melancholic tribute to a number of jazz performers who died during this past several weeks. And we will begin with somebody who was 3 years younger than Blossom Dearie and born in 1927. And that is an artist born as Clementine Dinah Bullock from England and better known by the name Cleo Lane. Cleo Lane is an icon of British jazz in the post-war period, and she and her longtime husband and musical partner, John Dankworth, were both given the honor of a knighthood in his case and a daming in hers. So Cleo was known in latter life as both Lady Dankworth and Dame Cleo. Cleo Lane was the mixed-race child of a Jamaican father and an English woman. She spent her early career, including some acting and singing, dancing at the age of 12. She appeared in the great director Alexander Korda's film, The Thief of Baghdad. By the 1950s, she had connected with John Dankworth and never looked back. I had the pleasure of hearing Cleo Lane sing in Oxford when I was still a graduate student there in the early 1980s. And a real loss, but a very long career. So we're going to hear from Cleo Lane now. Here is a well-known track from the Gershwin musical Porgy and Bess, I Got Plenty of Nuttin'.
Oh, I got plenty of nothing. Yes, and nothing's plenty for me. I got no car, I got no mule, I got no misery. Well, the folks with plenty of plenty, they keep a lock on the door, 'cause they're afraid somebody gonna rip them off while they're out making more. Now you tell me what for. No, I got no lock on the door. That's no way to be. They could steal the rug from the floor. That's okay with me, 'cause the things that I prize, like the stars in the sky, are all free. Oh, oh, I got plenty of nothing. Yeah, nothing's plenty for me. I got my gal, I got my song, I got heaven the whole day long. I got my gal, I've got my Lord, and I got my song on.
I got the sun, I got the moon, got the deep blue sea. Now folks with plenty of plenty got to pray all the day. Seems with plenty you sure got to worry how to keep the devil away. Away. I ain't a fretting about hell till the time arrives. Never worry long as I'm well. Never one to strive to be good, to be bad. What the hell, I'm glad I'm alive. Oh, I've got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I've got my God, I've got my song, got heaven the whole day long. I've got my God, got my Lord. Never worry long as I'm well. Never want to strive to be good, to be bad. What the hell, are you glad I'm alive?
Oh, I got plenty of nothing,
and nothing's plenty for me.
Yeah, I got my gal,
got my son, got heaven the whole day long.
No use complaining, I got my gal,
got my man,
I got my Lord, got my song.
The late Cleo Lane, who died on July the 24th, and the classic from Gershwin's Porgy and Bess, I Got Plenty of Nothin'. Now, just 2 days before we lost Dame Cleo, came the news of the death of Chuck Mangione. Chuck Mangione was an interesting figure. He began as a pretty much straight-up jazz figure. He played in the 1960s when he was very young. He was born in 1940. He played in the 1960s with the Art Blakey group, the Jazz Messengers. He actually took the trumpet seat once occupied by the likes of Clifford Brown, Freddie Hubbard, Lee Morgan, and Kenny Dorham. That's quite a cast. He switched to mainly playing the flugelhorn, that interesting trumpet cousin, and he was inspired to do this, having switched actually first to trumpet after piano, after watching a jazz-themed movie, Young Man with a Horn. And he started a band in high school and even played in sessions with Dizzy Gillespie and Miles Davis. So his breakout hit, which crossed him over from, I would say, the ranks of pure jazz to crossover jazz pop. It really came in the mid-1970s. His hugest hit, which is one I'm going to play very shortly, is entitled Feels So Good, and it's from an album of that name. Chuck Mangione performed frequently in Canada, including at the Montreal Summer Olympics in 1976. Let's give a listen to his Feels So Good.
Thank you.
Chuck Mangione and Feels So Good. And again, Chuck died on July the 22nd. We will continue now with the great Sheila Jordan, who, among the artists I've played so far today, is certainly one of my favorites, particularly her debut album entitled Portrait of Sheila, that is one of my very select discs that I would take to that proverbial desert island. Sheila Jordan had an extremely long career, and she was married at one point to fellow jazz musician Duke Jordan. She was a notorious perfectionist, which meant that her jazz output was relatively modest compared to some other singers. And she had a little bit of a reputation of being a bit difficult to work with. But she, too, has left us in the course of the last several weeks. I'm going to play something from that 1962 album, Portrait of Sheila, and it's her version of a gimmicky little song that's been covered by a number of people, including Ricky Lee Jones. And it's called Dat Dare. It was by Bobby Timmons and with lyrics by Oscar Brown Jr. It is essentially the incessant questioning of a young child to a parent as they are simply walking about a city, and the child's desire to have in his own custody some of the very things that he is spotting. Or she is spotting. We're not very clear on the gender of the child. So let's give a listen to Sheila Jordan and her version of Dat Dare.
Hey, mama, what dat dare? Hey, why dat under dare? And oh, mama, oh, hey, mama, hey, look it over there. Hey, where they going there? Hey, what they doing there? Hey, mama, can I have that big elephant over there? Hey, who dat in my chair? Hey, what she doing there? And oh, mama, oh, hey, mama, hey, what dat say up there? Hey, mama, what's a square? Hey, where do we get air? Hey, mama, can I have that big elephant over there? Quizzical kid, she doesn't want anything hid. She's forever demanding to know who, what, and why, and where. Inquisitive child, and sometimes the questions get wild. Like, Mama, can I have that big elephant over there? Don't wanna comb my hair. Hey, where my teddy bear? And oh, Mama, oh, hey, look at that cowboy coming there. Hey, can I have a pair of boots like that to wear? Hey, mama, can I have that big elephant over there? The time will march, the years will go. The little lady's gonna grow. I gotta tell her all she'll need to know. I help her, I lost her, she'll know right from wrong. Gotta make her strong. As life's parade goes trudging by, she'll need to know some reasons why. I don't have all the answers, but I'll try as best as I can. Gotta help her to plan so she'll make her stand. You give a kid your best, and you hope she'll pass the test when you finally send her out into the world somewhere. Although she's grown, I'm betting I never am forgetting. Mama, can I have that big elephant over there? What they doing there? Hey, where they going there? And oh, mama, oh, hey, mama, hey, why dead under dare? Hey, mama, what is fair? How come I gotta share? Hey, mama, can I have that big elephant over there? Yeah, mama, can I have that big elephant over there? Yeah, mama, can I have that big elephant?
Attention, women in science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting on your journey, the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology is here to support you every step of the way. From mentorship programs to networking and skill-building events, we've got the tools and resources you need to succeed and thrive in STEM. Visit SCWIST.ca to learn more. That's SCWIST.ca. We can't wait to connect with you.
Your library, your story. At the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, books are just the beginning. A library card starts a lifelong adventure, connecting you to everything you need to inspire learning, creativity, and fun. With 16 locations and plenty of online services, using your library has never been easier. Study in a quiet space, meet friends and learn new things, or explore the world through a magazine or a museum pass. Become a part of our story. Visit your local library branch or find us online at kfpl.ca.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 with Daniel Wolf. And today we're saying farewell to a number of jazz performers who died over the course of the last couple of months or so. We just heard from Sheila Jordan, who died over the summer on August the 11th at the age of 96. And terrific artist who left us a wonderful legacy. Now, I'm going to go on now to another artist who, I guess, really strictly isn't a jazz musician. He was actually a mathematics professor and humorist, but he was also a very accomplished pianist who wrote his own tunes for the most part. And that, of course, is the great Tom Lehrer. If you don't know the name of Tom Lehrer, he had his heyday in the late 50s and early to mid 60s when, apart from trying to finish a PhD in math that he never did complete and teaching math as an adjunct at Harvard, he had a second career as a satirist and comic, very, very popular on the college circuit. His best-known album came out in 1965 under the title That Was the Year That Was. It was an amalgam of his performances on a short-lived television show called That Was the Week That Was, and it's a wonderful album. One of his better-known songs, which isn't from actually that album, but from an earlier one, in fact, one of his earliest satiric compositions, was his attempt to recite the entire chemical periodic table to the tune of Gilbert and Sullivan's "And the Very Model of a Modern Major General." The song is called "The Elements." I once lost a bet to a very close high school friend just in the summer between high school and university. I bet my pal Daryl that he couldn't actually, by the time I returned from my first term at Queen's in 1976, that Daryl could not memorize and recount in its entirety Tom Lehrer's The Elements. I have to say, Daryl beat me on that and won the bet. We're not going to hear Daryl's version. We are going to hear the original, Tom Lehrer and The Elements.
Now, if I may digress momentarily from the mainstream of this evening's symposium, I'd like to sing a song which is completely pointless, but is something which I picked up during my career as a scientist. This may prove useful to some of you someday, perhaps in a somewhat bizarre set of circumstances. It's simply the names of the chemical elements set to a possibly recognizable tune.
Arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and rhenium, and nickel, iodymium, neptunium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, europium, zirconium, lutetium, vanadium, and lanthanum, and osmium, and astatine, and radium, and gold, and protactinium, and indium, and gallium, and iodine, and thorium, and thulium, and thallium. There's yttrium, ytterbium, actinium, rubidium, boron, gadolinium, niobium, iridium, and strontium, and silicon, and silver, and samarium, and bismuth, bromine, lithium, beryllium, and barium. Isn't that interesting?
I knew you would. I hope you're all taking notes, because there's going to be a short quiz next period. There's holmium and helium and hafnium and erbium and phosphorus and francium and fluorine and terbium and manganese and mercury, molybdenum and magnesium, dysprosium and scandium and cerium and cesium and lead, praseodymium and platinum, plutonium, palladium, promethium, potassium, polonium, tantalum, technetium, titanium, tellurium, and cadmium and calcium and chromium and curium. There's sulfur, californium, and fermium, berkelium, and also mendelevium, einsteinium, nobelium, and argon, krypton, neon, radon, xenon, zinc, and rhodium, and chlorine, carbon, cobalt, copper, tungsten, tin, and sodium. These are the only ones of which the news has come to Harvard. And there may be many others, but they haven't been discovered. And now, may I have the next slide, please?
That was the wonderful musical satirist Tom Lehrer, an exact contemporary of Sheila Jordan, who we played just previously. And Tom Lehrer died again just this past summer at the age of 97. Let us go now to an artist who was best known as a composer of music that really straddled jazz and classical, and that is the late Joseph Daly, who was a tuba player primarily. Now, I talked about the flugelhorn a little bit in connection with the late Chuck Mangione in the first half of the show. The flugelhorn is actually pretty common as a jazz instrument. The tuba, not so much. But Joseph Daly made a reputation with it. His first big album as a leader was done with a group called the Earth Tones Ensemble under the title The Seven Deadly Sins, and it is, as you may gather from the title, a theme-based album dealing with each of the seven deadly sins. I wonder that David Fincher didn't use it as a soundtrack for that memorable Brad Pitt, Morgan Freeman movie from exactly 30 years ago this fall, Seven. So let us hear Joseph Daly and one of the seven deadly sins, gluttony. Thank you. Joseph Daly and Gluttony from his Seven Deadly Sins album. He did actually follow that up with something called The Seven Heavenly Virtues. Now, Joseph Daly wasn't actually all that old. He was only 75 when he died, in contrast to some of the nonagenarians we've been celebrating on today's show, like Tom Lehrer and Sheila Jordan. Slightly older was the Puerto Rican-based pianist Eddie Palmieri, a band leader and composer, a pioneer of salsa, actually, that particular subgenre of Latin music. Eddie Palmieri died on August the 6th. He was active for a good half century, from 1955 to 2025. His older brother Charlie was also a musician and salsa practitioner. Both were pianists, essentially, and keyboardists. Eddie founded a band called Conjunto La Perfecta in 1961, and that featured, for example, the singer Ismael Quintana. We're going to hear from a mid-career album that Eddie Palmieri produced in 1975, entitled Gold. The track is entitled Puerto Rico.
Thank you.
late pianist and band leader Eddie Palmieri, and that concludes our honor roll of recently deceased jazz musicians. So we do have a few minutes left, so let's end on a slightly more upbeat note. First off, I want to play a very young but very hot new musician from Iceland, of all places. And her name is Leve Lindbing Jonsdottir. Again, she's from Iceland, where everybody has a patronymic surname. She goes simply by her first name, which is spelled L-A-U-F-E-Y. Looks like Luffy, but is pronounced Leve. Leve is a half-Icelandic, half-Chinese artist. She started as a cellist and has switched from classical to jazz and jazz pop, or pop-inflected jazz or jazz-inflected pop. I don't really see the difference between the two. She has an identical twin sister, interestingly enough, who is a violinist. Leve lived in Washington for a couple of years but moved back to Reykjavik in 2008. She has produced a number of albums. The third one just recently came out. She participated in the 2014 edition of Iceland Got Talent, which is basically the Icelandic version of Got Talent, and was a finalist. I heard some of the new album recently and particularly liked the track I'm going to play now, which is from the album A Matter of Time. The track is called Lover Girl. Here's Leve.
The skyscraper's causing vertigo. The countdown begins in Tokyo. 27 days alone. To cope without you. I'm in a reckless fever. Love-struck girl, I tease her. Thought I'd never be her. Quite the job you've done on me, sir. You've been hosting parties. In my mind, I'm working overtime to have you in my world. Oh, what a curse it is to be lover girl. Forced to get creative, wrote my feelings down. The independent lady in me's nowhere to be found. I can't wait another day to see you. How embarrassing to be. Girl, I tease her. Thought I'd never be her. Quite the job you've done on me, sir. You've been hosting parties. In my mind, I'm working overtime to have you in my world. Oh, what a curse it is to be in love. I wait by the phone like a high school newbie. Dream at the show. You'll come running to me. Think I see you in the wings, but I'm hallucinating. What a reckless fever. Love-struck girl, I tease her. Thought I'd never be her. Quite the job you've done on me, sir. To be a lover girl.
That was Icelandic jazz and pop prodigy Leve. This is one to watch, folks. I think we're going to be hearing a lot more about her in coming years. Let's close out with a bit of a teaser for next week's show. The great Joni Mitchell, still performing despite a bit of a timeout for health reasons for a few years, has released a box set of her jazz recordings. Joni has always had a jazz side, going back even to some of her earliest folky music, but the jazz really came into the mainstream for her beginning in the late 1970s with her collaboration with the bassist Charles Mingus. And of course, you can find jazz in some of her earliest albums, notably Blue, 1971, but Mingus is the one that really is pure jazz. And this is a fantastic box set simply entitled Joni's Jazz. On next week's program, I'm going to play nothing but tracks from that box set, so it'll be not simply all Canadian, but all Joni. So on that note, we're going to have to leave things here. We are out of time. I hope you've enjoyed this tribute to some recently departed giants of jazz, including Cleo Lane, Chuck Mangione, Sheila Jordan, Joseph Daly, Eddie Palmieri, and of course Tom Lehrer. I'll be back next week with more Dark Glasses, again featuring all Joni Mitchell. Till next time, keep cool and stay safe.
So I can watch you live and breathe your starlight. Now wear my sunglasses tonight, so I can keep track of the visions in my eyes. While she's deceiving me, it cuts my security as she's in control of me. I turn to her and say, don't you should blame the guy in shades, oh no.
The guy in shades, the guy in shades, oh no.
Don't masquerade with the guy in shades, oh no.
We can't believe it.
You got it made with the guy in shades, oh no.
Next chapter in one of Canada's longest sports rivalries will be written on Saturday, September 13th. The Queens Gaels travel to Toronto to reconnect with their old four foes. It's a clash 5 decades in the making, as the last Varsity Blues victory came on October 12, 1975. Can Queens continue their golden rule over the Varsity Blues, or will Toronto shock the world once more with another stunning underdog victory?